Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. One old man was a champion drinker of Cinnabar Springs water in 1907, when Drew Claren's family came from Portland to spend 2 months at the resort, located just 2 miles from the Oregon-California border above Beaver Creek. He could drink a quart-sized tomato can of spring water in one touch to the lips. Claren remembered the bubbly water was ice-cold and tickled the nose. It took time to get used to the sulfur smell, but the old man who sat on the benches around the octagonal structure over the 6-foot pool kept a tally of the amount of water they drank each day. The goal was 20 quarts. Cinnabar Springs had a hotel, boarding house, dance hall, restaurant, and campground for the hundreds of people that came each year for the waters. The springs were said to cure blood diseases, rheumatism, ulcers, and venereal diseases. One could drink the water for free, but a bath that required heating the water cost 25 cents. The reputed magic in the Cinnabar Springs water cure was supposed to be in its composition of iron, soda, and cinnabar. Cinnabar is mercury sulfide, a poison that can lead to madness and death. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.